Good morning.
Dawn, we would think that in this day and age with so much education that children, if they come across something, would be highlighting it to a teacher or indeed to a parent or whoever. But maybe they're slightly worried about being blamed for finding it in the first place.
Well, I think this was one of the interesting things that we find from the survey, that 60% of children who had seen something they felt uncomfortable with were actually not reporting it to anyone. So I think for us at Action for Children, the message is really about talking to our children more about what they're doing online and understanding that better.
I suppose it's this definition of what they feel uncomfortable with. If a child's on, say, Facebook and feels that he or she's being groomed by an older person, you would immediately feel uncomfortable. You would draw that to your mum's or dad's attention. However, if you're a 13 or 14 year old boy and you're deciding to do a bit of surfing in the darker corners of the internet, you're doing what 13 or 14 year old boys have done since 13 and 14 year old boys were invented. You know, in my generation, we didn't have the internet, but if, you know, something fell off the top shelf and was kicked across the floor of the shop, you certainly weren't going to say to your mum, look, there's a naughty book. Would you please lift it out of my way?
Well, that may be right in your generation, Frank, but I think if we think about... The internet is a wonderful tool for children and young people. It gives them access to all sorts of things, educational, all the kind of things, all the good uses that it has. And what we do know is that that's how young people are communicating a lot with each other. So I think this is about helping parents have those conversations with their children the same way that they would about, well, how was school today? What did you do? What about your friends? What were you doing? Did you enjoy that film you went to at the cinema? So it's a bit about helping parents have those kind of conversations so that when something comes up, young people, children are able to have that conversation with parents and say, I'm not happy about this. It's also about helping parents make sure that they give children clear guidance as well. Things like, what are the age limits for some of these sites, the social media sites? You know, should they be on them? Or is actually it for older people? About blocking untrusted friends and those people who... they don't know who they are, about making sure that their privacy levels are set correctly so that they can stop other people accessing it. But really about having that conversation in that open way so that when something does come up that they're not sure about, they can talk to parents.
Yeah, they absolutely should be coming forward. But the point that I'm sort of making is that maybe we underestimate what shocks or worries children. There'll be a significant number of teenagers who lead a parallel existence on the internet to what any of us as parents would wish them to, and that's reality.
Well, that is reality, and I think we can't take away the fact that a lot of our young people do communicate on social media. A lot of us with teenage or older young people know that they're quite glued to their smartphones or their tablets or whatever. But I also think that, you know, that whole role of parents about what is suitable or not suitable is part of what you do as a parent in terms of how a child grows up. So it is about being able to have an open conversation and so that they understand. And if they are uncomfortable, about being able to have a conversation about what that's about. So really that's the message. I mean, one of the interesting results that we find from this survey was that of those young people who had talked to someone, 83% actually did go to their parents, and I think that's a really strong message. 33% went to their friends, which is what we would expect, certainly with our older young people, and 16% went to a teacher. So the role of parents in this is really, really important.
I know you've described the internet as such a valuable tool, and you can't argue with that. It's one of the greatest inventions. From my own perspective as a professional, it's such an excellent invention. But if you're bringing up a young teenage child, it has so many dark recesses, and I have no doubt that teenagers will be investigating those dark corners, as I've have suggested. Should parents be worried? Number one, yes, they should. Are you prepared to admit that the internet is a battle that is more or less lost and is going to continue to be lost to future generations of young people coming through who do have, not can have, who do have access to material that would absolutely have shocked my generation and older generations had we seen the material that our kids can now see.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily describe it as a battle that's lost. I think one of the things that we have to accept that this is our current work, this is how society is, this is what everyone is doing, and the internet has value and is important, and you know, this is how young people communicate with each other. No, you don't want them to be going on to, as you have described, very dark recessed corners of the internet.
And but they are. That's the reality. They're looking at pornography. They're looking at executions. They're looking at pictures of people doing things that you could not describe on the radio. They are doing that, and they're also sending pictures of themselves to each other. Like it's as dark as you can possibly imagine it to be, and there's no sign of it getting any better.
No, it is as dark as what you have described, and I think that's even why this is an important message to parents, because not all young people, when they view those things, find them okay. Actually, they do find them uncomfortable, and it is then about having those conversations with parents about what that's about, so that parents can sit down and talk to them, and then help them not go onto those sites and block inappropriate things that would pop up in their Facebook or other social media.
Yeah, it's vital. It's vital that they do talk, especially if they're disturbed. And the bottom line is, if they're not disturbed, then we have a bigger problem, don't we?
Yes, and again, we're not going to know about that unless we can have some of those conversations with them. And as we know, adolescents and older young people do experiment. That's part of their development. It's a bit like you described. So you have to allow young people to do that in a safe way. And I think if they have that environment where they can come back and talk to a parent, talk to a trusted adult, someone that is there close to, and have those conversations so they understand them better, that's a really clear message. And for younger children, it's about making sure that those protections that exist, how you can block somebody online, how you can report abuse. I mean, you know, you said yourself, bullying, there are examples of bullying online similar to what you might get in the real world. So we need to be aware as parents of that sort of attitude as well, and make sure that we're supporting our children to cope with that, to avoid it, to report it, to make sure that we go back to the internet providers and block inappropriate connections for our young people.
Well, it is Safer Internet Day today, and it's important that the voice of the likes of yourself, Dawn, at Action for Children is heard to get the message across to the parents. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you. I'd say Dawn Shaw there. It is, as I mentioned, Safer Internet Day. Maybe every day should be labelled that, because there is a major worry there. There's no question or doubt about that. And Dawn Shaw is the Operational Director of Children's Services at Action for Children in Northern Ireland.